This has been quite a week, as so many have been lately. I think perhaps we all need to take a deep breath and breathe in the spirit and peace of Shabbat. As I was studying this week's Torah portion called Pinchas, I especially noticed the use of one Hebrew word. That Hebrew word is ruach. Depending on how it is used, ruach can mean wind, breath, mind, or spirit. The root idea of the word is that of an invisible force. Ruach represents that which may not be seen, but is certainly felt. Ruach is something we can feel as wind or breath, or something intangible that we may be aware of, but perhaps cannot define, such as mind or spirit. Breath and wind, in fact, may be thought of as external signs of an internal life, or what we may call mind or spirit. On most days, if we are healthy, we are unaware of our breath, our ruach. Breathing takes care of itself. Perhaps only when breathing becomes hard can we begin to appreciate this incredible gift, the breath, which sustains life. Although we are usually unaware of it, sometimes, to our delight, our breath does become visible. On a winter day, we are able to see our breath as its vapors are crystallized in the frigid air. So too may we see the results of the wind, which comes and goes largely unnoticed as it leaves its visible mark on sand dunes or on the surface of the water. In the very first verse of Genesis, the Torah hints at the connection between breath and wind as external signs of internal life. When God begins to create the heaven and the earth, a wind from God, ruach, sweeps the primeval waters. Ruach, breath, is the way God brings the word world to life. Ruach is God's creative wind. And so, indeed, we may perceive in the winds of the world an unseen spirit, which we may choose to call the divine, the force which constantly recreates and sustains the cosmos. Like the cosmic wind, our breath continually recreates and sustains our lives. The rabbis teach us that a baby's first breath is the breath of God. God's ruach in all its meanings, which fills the baby with life. When a person dies, the last sign of life is the breath, the spirit being exhaled. In nature, when the wind dies down, we instinctively worry about the death-like calm around us. It is as if, like a dying person, the universe itself is about to expire. Its divine soul gone forever. No more wind, no more universal breath to sweep over the oceans and all the creatures on the earth. No more breath, and life is gone. The word ruach as breath, wind, spirit is found twice in this week's Torah portion. After Moses has ascended the heights of Mount Abarim across the Jordan from the Promised Land, God tells Moses that Moses will die before the Israelites enter the Promised Land. Moses asks God to appoint his successor. The words Moses uses are important. Yifkod Adonai Elohai haruchot lekol basar. Let Adonai, the source of the breath of all flesh, appoint someone over the whole community. Two verses later, God appoints Joshua as the successor to Moses, because ish asher ruach bo. This is sometimes translated as an inspired man, although the Hebrew literally means that Joshua is a man who has a special spirit or ruach within him. Joshua's glory is this inner ruach. Both wind and breath are signs of life. Both signal the hidden presence of a deeper reality. Every time we breathe, we are breathing in the ruach, the breath of the divine spirit. When we feel the wind, we may sense the presence of the mystery we call divinity. So many days we forget to be aware of the amazing gift of our breath. We forget to notice the wind. We forget to be aware of the ruach, the spirit of those around us. Finding an inner peace, a connection to the mystery of the universe, and a connection to other human beings may be as easy as taking a deep breath. My prayer for you tonight is that you take a moment to be aware of the breath that gives lives and connects us to all other living beings. May you always be open to the ruach, the mind and spirit of others. May you find inspiration, understanding, connection, and commitment to higher purposes with the air you breathe today and every day for the rest of your lives. Shabbat Shalom.